Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. This week we're exploring a story in the Bible where Moses had just been on top of a mountain, receiving the Ten Commandments directly from God himself, two of which said not to worship other gods and not to worship idols, little statues and things like that. And at the precise moment he was receiving those laws, the nation of Israel was breaking them. They were down below, making a golden calf to worship. Now you might wonder where an idea like that would come from. Well, they had just spent 400 years as slaves in Egypt, a pagan nation with many gods. They would have been used to seeing people worship all kinds of gods in their lives, many of which were tangible, visible, little statues and shrines. And those gods were just there. And now, as one nation, once again, on their own, following God through the desert, they're being asked to follow a God that they really can't control. They can see some impacts of God. They can see this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire by night that they're supposed to follow. They can see him splitting the Red Sea, but they've never actually seen God. And that kind of a God that you can't see and who does these amazing things isn't a God you can control. And that's hard. And so I think there was a familiarity for them when their leader Moses had gone up a mountain and disappeared for a while. The Israelites just kind of defaulted to what they knew, what they'd seen around them. It wasn't the right thing to do, but it might have been part of that thought process. Now, while Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, his brother Aaron, who was also supposed to be a leader in this community, he was down below. And it's hard to tell what his role in this really was, because when people start grumbling and saying they want to make a god to worship, what he does is he says everybody needs to give their golden earrings. Possible that he was trying to really put a price on this and show people what it would cost them to go and worship another god or an idol, that this would actually take something from them. But it seems they were quite willing to do that, so that didn't stop it. Or it's possible he was just part of the plan and he got excited, he got carried away, and he had this great idea and he led people into sin. It's kind of hard to see exactly what's wrong, but whatever happened, he did wrong and the people did wrong in the end. Once that golden calf was ready and all that gold had been donated and melted down, that's when Moses' brother Aaron said, "Hey, we should have a festival to the Lord." And again, it's hard to tell what he's doing there because he used the word Lord, which means Yahweh, that one true God. Maybe he thought they were somehow going to be able to redeem what was happening here. They'd get away with this by saying, "Okay, we'll worship Yahweh, the one true God, through this golden calf. This can represent him." Maybe Moses' brother Aaron thought that was going to work out, but that also didn't work. God does not want to be worshipped through idols. He made that clear in the Ten Commandments, and they should have known that already from their prior relationship with God. God wants to be worshipped exclusively. He is the one and only true God. He doesn't want to share his people's love with anyone else or any other object. He is not a golden calf. He is the God who created everything on earth, from gold to people all the way down. So here's your question for today. Why is it significant that God is one? What difference does it make if somebody believes in many gods or just one? Is there a practical difference between those two things? Hope you'll share that discussion with some friends. Have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.